Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Grody time, and that means it's time for Mark Grody with Mully and Haw.
Bears.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to the Hall of Famer himself. Mark Grody joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Mark, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I am doing great, Mully, Haw. I hope you're having a great morning as well. I have been jacked since Monday. I'll be honest with you. I was making it real on Monday when the Bears were practicing, and then to have had a Wednesday and a Thursday of game week after this long preseason where we've all been presenting this very talented team. But it's time, guys. It's time to see what this whole thing looks like.
Gordy, you sound like you're shot out of a cannon. You are ready today. I got to ask you a question. It has nothing to do with the game, but I'm a little concerned. Do you know anything about this? I'm looking down outside the window on Lake Street here. The Staley Mobile is parked. That means what? Staley is in the neighborhood. Do you know, is Staley making a stop by the studio? Or where is Staley? Why is he in downtown Chicago?
I was not aware of this. My sources have let me down. I don't know why Staley is in town, but I do know the Bears have been known to throw parades before openers. I think it was, 2019 when buses were flocking down Michigan Avenue for a Monday night game with the Bears and Mitch Trubisky in his first, coming off the playoff game, and this is going to be it, and then an absolute dud. I don't know why I just went to the dud zone, but I did. I took Staley to the dud zone, and I feel bad about it now. So
yeah, I got to be honest.
Happened.
Yeah. That guy's turned down so many interviews. We've tried to have him on.
I know.
He won't say a damn word to us.
Not a word. He's got his own car.
He's got nothing to say.
He's got his own car.
This guy. That's what I say to him. When I see him, I'm like, this guy. That guy.
Yeah. Cops pulled him over. You know what he said? Nothing. Boy.
Nothing. Not a word. Doesn't have to. Just puts. He's like, kind of given the I can't talk. I'm not allowed to talk. What a great gig.
He goes to get his license. He's not even wearing trousers.
I, you know what? I will be at Halas Hall for the Friday procedures. There will be open locker room. I will sniff around wherever, every right. corner of the building
That's
to
good.
Find out what's going on with State of the Bear, Haw.
Well, let's get to the chase.
This out, Haw.
Let's cut
Straighten
to the chase,
out.
Grody. What's your prediction on Sunday before we get to some of the nitty-gritty details?
Uh-oh. Wow. Okay. I was warned. Brandon Fryer said, just be ready. They might ask you for a prediction. And I said, you know what? I always have a Bears prediction in my pocket. So, yes, I am going to go. Yeah, I do think the Bears are going to win this game. I do think it's going to be close, though. And I know that that's, wow, what a revelation to call a close game in the NFL. I think it's going to be Bears 20 and Tennessee 17. I think it's going to be a slog. I think it's going to be sloppy. I don't think this is going to be the game where you're going to see Caleb Williams throw for 350 and four touchdowns. I think more like maybe he gets to 200 yards, but I think it'll be strong running. It'll be conservative passing. And just, guys, just based on what I've seen in Bears quarterback openers through the years, based on what I've seen in everybody's NFL openers through the years, not last night withstanding, it can be a little bit slow and sloppy at first, especially when you have a first-time quarterback. And I don't care how great Caleb Williams is, this will be the first time he plays a full game against a defense which has bad intentions towards the quarterback. So I am not expecting anything perfect from Caleb Williams in this first game, but a Bears win.
So you're betting the under, and you're going with the Titans to cover. Okay, I got
Yeah,
you.
If that's what it is, Molly, then that's what it is.
That's
I appreciate
is.
You.
Yep.
Yes, thank
that's
you for
fine.
Tightening my pick up a little bit.
I
appreciate
it.
That.
I like it. It's a good
Bears.
Pick. I'm just curious, as you look at the importance of this game to the season itself. I mean, teams will have a jump after a game. It's not like you win or lose a season early, but given the fact that they're on the road down in Houston yeah. in week two, this becomes, you've kind of got to make a little bit of a statement. You got to open your season correctly. You just want to make sure you're not going through what happened last year.
Yeah, I mean, they have, I think one of the overriding themes of this entire preseason is and they haven't been obnoxious about it, just when we ask them the questions, they have put a premium on and not letting what happened to them last year occur this year. So much of the way they have gone about their business with who they have played and who they have not played during the preseason, getting this roster set as it is, they know that they have to have a fast start, and you're right. It almost feels unfair to be considering week one a must win. And I don't know if we want to attach those sort of words to it. But if you do want to get this season off to the right start, then, yeah, you have to win this game. Because, yeah, they're all bets are off for the Houston game on the road and some of these other tough games that are going to occur on your schedule. So, yeah, this becomes – and I think symbolically, too, it's important just for Bears fans to not look at this rendition of the Bears and say it's the same old. Like, you go back to all of back to Jay Cutler and the start that he had in Green Bay, getting blown out, like, on a Monday night. Mitch Trubisky, like, sometimes threw the ball six or seven times in 2017, so it was a cold start for him. We know what happened to Justin Fields getting sacked nine times in Cleveland on the road in that game. So to get off to a win, no matter how it looks for the Bears, I do think that there is some importance attached to it, even though it is the first game.
Mark, I was impressed with Shane Waldron on Thursday at Howell's Hall. I like the way that he addressed the role expectations can play in the yeah. outcome or results. I wondered, as you listen to him, and now that you're a seasoned, you know, listener for Shane Waldron, as he's been here for, what, 6 months, but he has yet to call plays in a game, did you glean anything from what kind of game we can expect him to call? Do you think he's going to err on the side of caution and maybe be more of an offensive coordinator asking Caleb Williams to manage the game or to take his shots?
Well, the way they're talking, it's, you know, let's be careful. Let's be conservative. Let's depend on your weapons out there. I mean, they seem to be saying that a lot in the last 3 weeks, and that's nothing new. I mean, we heard that a lot with Justin Fields last year. Get the ball to your playmakers, especially in that preseason game where everybody went crazy. And it was like, yep, that's how you do it. You get your ball to the playmakers. But there's always that caveat with this quarterback that, yes, we want you to be careful. We want you to depend on DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and and Roma Dunze and Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett and just keep naming guys. But yeah, we would like to see some of that special as well. So when the opportunity presents itself, go ahead and make that play. As far as how I think that Shane Waldron is going to call this game, I don't know how. I mean, yeah, I do think it's probably going to be, like, relative to some of the other games that he'll call this year, it probably will be somewhat conservative. But I think you could also depend on what you saw in some of these preseason games. And I think the overriding theme of it was, and the stuff that we saw in camp was, they really are, and all OCs will try to do this, but they really seem to have a good idea of what they have in Caleb Williams and how to use him and how to get him out of the pocket and when to do certain things and allow him to do certain things out on the field. So keep an eye on what you saw in the preseason. I think you'll see a lot of those concepts in these actual games.
This segment with Mark Grody is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. And Mark, I wonder, hearing from Richard Hightower, who made it clear that that Velus Jones Jr. is going to return kicks and DeAndre Carter is going to be on punt returns, I wonder if what you have seen and what has been predicted with teams basically attempting to kick the ball out of the end zone, do you expect a big game from Velus, or do you think that maybe he will be irrelevant as a kick returner?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have a feeling that the Bears in week one are not going to reinvent the creativity that could potentially exist with the new kickoff rule. So my gut says, and I honestly don't have a problem. I mean, starting with the ball at the 35-yard line is not such a bad deal, you know. So I don't have the worst problem in the world with it. I will look forward to seeing how the kickoff rules evolve. I shouldn't say the rules evolve. How special teams coordinators make it evolve, or use it, or don't use it. But if you're asking me right now, yeah, Molly, my guess would be we're going to see the ball at the 35 more times than not.
Relative to the way that we have discussed the quarterback and his impact on this team, and maybe even Montez Sweat defensively and his impact on this team, Mark, is there an area of this team or a player that you think over the course of the preseason that we have generally overlooked?
I guess the way the Bears have been talking about Dominique Robinson when given the opportunity, I suppose, I think it's easy to overlook him because he just hasn't done much in the first 2 years, and I think we were all willing to accept the development in the first year being that he was converted from offense to defense. But they keep talking about him. He looks great in terms of his physical condition. It is his third year. That's usually the, you know, in rookie contracts, this is the big year for him, as we're finding out with Velus Jones Jr. as well. So if I'm going to go with somebody, I think it's quietly is him, because, you know, talk to people around the building on and off the record, and they are expecting, like, kind of like, hey, keep an eye on this guy. I'm just saying. And I think that DeMarcus Walker, I'm very excited about him, and I know we've probably talked about him plenty, mostly because of how boisterous he is, but anybody that's asked me, and I know he's dealing with his groin issue, mm-hmm. which does concern me, but I do think he has been poised to have a good year. So I don't know if we've talked about his, you know, what he did previous to the year last year with Tennessee, interest coincidentally, and we just didn't see that last year. Now he's been healthy most of the way through. Hopefully this groin thing, you know, we're going to find out today at Halas Hall who's in and who's out, and strong indications anyway. So I would go with those two defensive players. And man, I got to tell you, Haw, I mean, it's all those guys, you know, picking up Daryl Taylor, Austin Booker, Jervon Dexter, and I know that wasn't the spirit of the question, but I can't wait to see who steps up in terms of getting to the quarterback, somebody other than Montez Sweat.
I am curious if you have a prediction as to how many touches Torrey Taylor will have, both as a punter and a uh-huh. holder.
Ooh,
it's a complicated question because it includes, you're predicting several things here.
Okay, now Brandon Fryer did not set me up for punter predictions, so I'm going to need a list of, for now on, I'm going to need a prediction list. I mean, need all
the general manager says he's the best punter he's ever seen.
Oh, yeah. So it's like
the quarterback said they don't need him. And yet he is the holder too. So
yeah, that's true. That complicates the prediction, Molly, because yes. It would have been easy for me to say we're not going to see the punter on the field this week. Although there is that want to see the punter, don't want to see the punter. Kind of want to see what the punter looks like in these real games, right? I mean, let's just do this, Molly. I think there are going to be the Bears will punt four times.
Nice.
In the game.
Nice.
Okay. Four punts from Torrey Taylor. I already said the Bears would have, what was my pick? 24 points. So there's going to be
four
times,
four,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. Four times on the field.
Yeah, so eight touches.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is. I did it. I didn't think I was going to be able to do that. I just did
it.
That's punter prediction, Molly.
Quick
see
math.
What I do?
Like it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Mark, I have an assignment for you. You say you're going up to Hallis today.
What's going on?
Well, I'm very curious about this. So. We watched last night in terms of the Ravens and the Chiefs. Ronnie Stanley, the left tackle, flagged three times for illegal formation because of where he was lined up.
I know where you're going.
I think a point of emphasis by the officiating crews might be to clean it up and get guys on the line of scrimmage. I wonder if that sent a message to every team out there. But certainly in our context, the Bears, Braxton Jones, Darnell Wright, the guys who want to cheat a little bit on passing plays, which I think is kind of silly too because you give away – a lot in terms of tendencies, but did that send a message? Did it resonate? Is this a point of emphasis for offensive line coaches as well?
Well, I think maybe it will be now. You know, maybe Chris Morgan, the offensive line coach, will have seen what we saw last night and just be like, hey, you just want to be careful with that. I haven't heard anything like that specifically. Like, I haven't heard, I don't believe there's any questions in that to that end, but I'm sure that that exists. But I was thinking too, Haw, that you might go with the Tennessee side. They do have a rookie left tackle in J.C. Latham who could be, and not just that way, potentially be taken advantage of. But, I mean, this is a number seven. An overall pick from Alabama. He might just be great. And of course, Peter Skoronski, the Northwestern kid, who is a guard, as it turns out. And Molly's guy, Lloyd Cushenberry. I just love the name Lloyd Cushenberry, and he is the center for this Tennessee team who's making a lot of money, too.
I'm a big man for centers.
I know you are.
I am. I'm concerned.
So is Olin, your guy, Olin.
Well, that's why. I just watched Olin play, so I know how important the position is. Two things. I understand that there are no offensive linemen as captains. I'm just curious if that says anything about that room, anything that we should know about who's the leader of that room. And I'm curious also, what did Montez Sweat say when you asked him why he's not a captain?
I don't know that the Sweat not a captain question came up unless I missed it with my own ears.
Why is he not a captain?
That's a good question. The only thing I can think about Montez Sweat is that he is a very free spirited guy. And I mean, if I'm really digging into this in real time, I mean, the stuff at the beginning of training camp where Montez Sweat was swatting the ball, and I brought that up to Montez at my own risk. I brought that up to Montez Sweat yesterday. And I said to him, I know it's been kind of a crazy preseason for you, smacking the ball out of Caleb Williams' hands and essentially getting the talking to.
He got benched.
From Matty. Yeah.
In practice.
Right. Absolutely. Didn't see that in Hard Knocks. Would have been kind of neat. And had a little talking to him, and he kind of laughed when I asked him the question and said, yeah, you can't be doing that. But he also did say that they're ready to be shot out of a cannon. He had some pretty menacing words talking about what the defense is doing and how hungry they are. But in terms of why he's not a cat, I think some of that probably adds into it, quite frankly. That that's not leadership when you're essentially getting benched in a practice and you're a veteran player. So I don't know. That's my guess. But the players vote on that kind of stuff. So I guess maybe the players Who's the leader of the offensive line? That's such a great question. I'm going through these guys. I think, honestly, I wonder if Braxton Jones will be feel a little bit more emboldened. I know he's still a developing player, and he's as hard on himself as anybody, but he does have – he is a very sensible – all those guys are, but he's a very sensible, smart human being. So I would like to see Braxton Jones be part of that. And we – you know, Tevin Jenkins, potentially. Coleman Shelton is a real straight shooter, too. Now, I don't know if he's been around long enough, and he's got his own hands full trying to become the starting – or he is the starting center of this team. So I do wonder if his voice will be heard. I don't think it's going to be Nate Davis. It doesn't appear. Darnell Wright is a very quiet guy. So I don't know. I guess maybe Braxton Jones, Molly, but as you can see me struggle through this question, it's a great question because there's really nobody who jumps off the page and like in the locker room, you see him using his voice. It doesn't exist really.
Yeah, if you have five candidates for a leader, do you really have a leader?
Right, right. When I'm just running through every guy trying to come up with anything and not really coming up with much, that tells you. It's a great question.
I'm
really
surprised
is.
It's not Lucas Patrick who still hangs around in the weightlifting area.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Hey, man, it's a great – like I said, Brian Poles has not gotten the center right, and that's the one thing. As good as he has been, Poles deserves a lot of credit, but that center position's got to be better this year.
Keenan Allen is 32. He's had a career that's worthy of Hall of Fame consideration already. I do wonder this, though, if he has not practiced – are we set up for a disappointment when it comes to Keenan Allen, or what do you expect from him beginning Sunday?
I do have a weird feeling about him. He has been out there practicing. Watching him do the cone drills is usually heartening because you have to be twitchy on those, and you are using a lot of those muscles. So foot muscles, obviously. So, when he was up at the podium, I think it was 2 days ago. First thing I asked him is, hey, how you doing? You feeling healthy? And the answer just wasn't convincing. It was, yeah, you know, man, just taking it, you know, it's day to day, man. Just kind of shaking his head. So I'm only going off, inferring from his body language when he was talking to us. But when you see him moving, it looks pretty good. I think he's probably going to play, would be my guess, because I think that the Bears will do something similar to last year where everybody's good to go, even if they're not quite good to go. I just don't know how effective he's going to be right away.
You're the best, Mark. Great fun talking to you. Love your predictions. Someone said you predicted 2017, which would mean 7 touches for the punter.
Is that what I said?
I had a three-point
victory either way. But that's one of the things that I do bring. I will change my prediction within the course of an interview. That's something that I'd like to do every once in a while.
See you Sunday, Grody.
You're the best.
Bye, guys.
See you, buddy.
See you guys. Bye,
that
guys.
Is Mark Grody. He is our guy, and he does love to do that. And fascinating stuff. 312-644-6767. So who wins the game? Well, we'll go over it one more time if we must. Molly and Hahn, the score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Mullen Haw got you ready for Bears Week 1 matchup against the Tennessee Titans with experts' analysis from former Bears head coach Dave Wannstedt.
Just get the ball out quick and make good decisions. And when the two or three of those opportunities present themselves, take advantage of them. I feel real good about this one. Absolutely.
Bears Tribune beat reporter Dan Wiederer.
I'm leaning heavily toward the Bears at this point. I can't give you a score yet, but right now I'm leaning heavily towards a pretty joyful Sunday at Soldier Field.
BetMGM Hawks great Chris Chelios.
Just take it easy with them. Make some simple plays and... and then all of a sudden, hopefully he'll hit that long pass. He's got to the receivers now. And I really do believe they're going to smoke these guys.
Joe Ostrowski.
The pros were betting on the Titans, which I find pretty interesting. I'm expecting points in this one, guys.
Nick Costas.
I will take the points with the Tennessee Titans. Bears can still win the game. And again, like, I do think that the Bears will be good in the Caleb Williams era. I just don't know if it's this year with this head coach.
Odyssey NFL Insider. Brian Balding.
The biggest concern is you've got all these new parts on offense. All right, you got a new coordinator, you got a new quarterback, you got new receivers. Like, how soon, and a new offense, how soon can we put this together? Like, that's the biggest concern.
Chicago Tribune Bears beat reporter Brad Biggs.
After consideration and taking some time, I picked the Bears to win the game 23-20.
Joe Fortenbaugh.
The money is coming in on Tennessee. It's going down to 3.5. You got to respect the market, but I think it's going to be a very good football game. Can they limit what Caleb Williams needs to do? No one needs 400 yards from Caleb Williams when you have this Bears defense. We want to play smart football this weekend, boys. If we do that, we get the win.
NFL on Fox play-by-play announcer for Week 1 Bears-Titans matchup, Adam Amin.
Over the course of the last couple of days, I feel like there's been a little bit more cautious optimism rather than kind of a gung-ho mentality for Caleb being the second coming.
Mark Grody.
I do think the Bears are going to win this game. I do think it's going to be close, though. And I know that's, wow, what a revelation to call a close game in the NFL. I think it's going to be Bears 20 and Tennessee 17. I think it's going to be a slog. I think it's going to be sloppy. I don't think this is going to be the game where you're going to see Caleb Williams throw for 350 and four touchdowns. I think more like maybe he gets to 200 yards, but I think it'll be strong running. It'll be conservative passing and not expecting anything perfect from Caleb Williams in this first game. But a Bears win.
Can the Bears win against the Tennessee Titans? Mullen Haw and your reactions to the Bears' upcoming matchup on 670 The Score, the home for Bears fans.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Should be a lot of fun getting things going, getting things started. Good to hear from all of our contributors. And I don't know anyone that doesn't like the Bears in this game.
It scares
me.
I haven't heard it. It does maybe give you a little bit of a trepidation because it's such a consensus, such an overwhelming consensus and feeling of excitement and enthusiasm. It almost makes you forget, Mully, that the last time the Bears played a game that matters at Soldier Field, they were chanting Justin Fields' name. They were chanting Justin Fields' name because it was a goodbye to the former quarterback. And here comes Caleb Williams, They did all the vetting. They did all of the right things in the offseason. They drafted the right guy. And it seems like a very long time ago, because this is now, Caleb Williams is on the verge of owning this town. If he is as successful as a lot of people feel like he can be, and if the Bears start to win as consistently as they might, this is exciting. And that is all what is going into Sunday. A lot of anticipation. Can't remember a season where it's felt like this, quite like this. And that's when the fun begins.
Yeah, it's going to be great to just get it going, to get it started, to begin the account, and to begin to take sort of stock of everything. And I think there's a lot of good feeling. There's been a lot of positive. The vibe is exceptional. The Hard Knocks show helped build up some of the national interest in the Bears. I think the coach, with his new look and his new personality, if we want to call it that, the way that he has talked at the podium, the way that he's been portrayed in front of the team, it's changed a lot of the kind of way people look at him. And Caleb Williams, none of the elements that were a worry or concern have been out there in any fashion whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, the Flusie glow-up has been something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what will make him look really smart is winning games.
Yeah.
Winning games.
Well, that's what has to happen.
That's what has to happen. So there have been so many things this offseason that have been really exciting and fun. And you mentioned Hard Knocks, the five-hour infomercial on the Bears organization, getting Caleb Williams, bringing in some free agents, getting all the weapons, trading for Keenan Allen, drafting Roma Dunze. And now here we are. And the backdrop to all of this is the future of the Bears and the future home of the Bears, which hasn't gotten a lot of attention recently, but certainly was addressed on Thursday. Kevin Warren making the rounds still.
Yep.
He appeared at the Economic Club of Chicago, and he talked about still what's going on and weighing the options between building on the lakefront, where he thinks that is where the Bears belong, and also Arlington Heights, where the Bears own land.
I always try to look at it just from a, you know, equalization standpoint. Arlington Heights, I love that community. I mean, we have 326 acres there. It's beautiful land. You can actually see downtown, you know, from there. It's nearer, closer to the facility. The majority of our season ticket owner base, you know, are up kind of north from that standpoint. And we'll continue having conversations, you know, with Mayor Tom Hayes and Randy Reckless and other individuals in Arlington Heights. The biggest thing is that we need to figure out the tax situation. We need to make sure we get our arms wrapped around it. But we still remain the largest landowner in Arlington Heights, and I'm fortunate that we have a fantastic piece of property, and we'll continually work on, because of we're the largest landowner, we'll work on the tax situation, you know, there in Arlington Heights.
Hmm. So that seems to be the door still ajar to Arlington Heights, right?
I guess so. I'm just curious, given everything that has happened to this point, given the way Kevin Warren has talked about the downtown dome and moving, staying downtown, and it kind of surprised me that they had that news conference with the mayor rolled out and all of that without getting any commitment from the governor. I'm still not sure how they're going to pull that off.
They don't have any commitment from the governor.
Well, they have
no commitment from any legislator.
They have exactly the opposite.
They have opposition.
So I'm wondering, when they eventually do move to Arlington Heights, and is that what's going to happen? But if that is indeed what happens, how will we feel about all the kind of dog and pony show and all the lakefront importance and all the... Because it was a change.
It puts more pressure on the execution of the project.
Yes.
And the being on time and on budget and all those things. And also having a final product that you're proud of and can host all the things we've talked about. That I think will make people forget just how, in retrospect, maybe how much time they wasted trying to get it done on the lakefront. Now, if they can still get it done on the lakefront, then it won't be wasted time. But it certainly seems like wasted effort at this point, given the feedback they have gotten from the people who matter most. And that would be the governor, key legislators downstate. There's been no appetite for public subsidies in the state among fans, among citizens of Chicago or the state of Illinois. You're asking for $2 billion. That's no small ask. So
but
it would seem to be a fool's errand to continue to try to push that idea.
But see, the thing is, you know, the money of the cost of it goes up every year that you don't get it going. So you just can't help but wonder, what is it that they want out of the tax issue in Arlington Heights, and how much money do they have to actually get going on a lakefront stadium? Can they do it themselves? The answer is no.
Fair question. That could change the dynamic if you were able to sell 10% of the Bears to a minority ownership group, which the league is discussing, and perhaps
they have allowed.
Whenever that is enacted, I suppose.
Yes.
When can you move on that?
Right.
So that will give the Bears a little bit more.
But do they want to do that?
I don't know that they do. Kevin Warren has actually come out against that, sounds like he's resistant to that idea. So maybe that isn't a remedy. Maybe that doesn't change a thing. Meanwhile, time is wasting, and I think time is money. So money is wasting as well. Let's hope.
I think it was MSNBC. Somebody came out with ratings, the financial value of franchises, right? Didn't that just happen maybe a day ago? Did I not see that? And I think that Dallas leads the way with the value being judged at $11 billion.
Wow.
And I mean, they own their own stadium, right? They built a $1 billion dome Jerry World back in the day. It's been a while now. The Bears are kind of losing stadium value as every year passes, and it's going to cost more every year as well.
In that context, by that measure, the Bears are an underperforming franchise. And how much longer can they afford to be that? That's why when we talked about this all along, initially it was the Bears want to do this because they want to own their own stadium and print their own money, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you increase the value of your franchise. When they bought the land at Arlington Heights, we said it multiplied the value of the franchise and increased it overnight. And it did. Now they just have to continue down that path, maybe go back in that direction. Arlington Heights is waiting with open arms, and that may be the ultimate destination. Let's wait and see. Let's also hope, as we get back to football, the game plan has a little bit more foresight and consistency than the stadium project.
I'm not suggesting it doesn't, but we did play audio.
No, I know. Yeah,
so
I know.
It made you wonder.
Did make you wonder. It does make you wonder.
Yes.
Because every fan coming to Soldier Field on Sunday, not every fan, but a lot of fans, will wonder how much longer, how many more games and seasons will they play at Soldier Field?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe in reference to our earlier question this morning, which will happen first? The Bears have a team worthy of playing in a Super Bowl, or they will have a stadium that will be able to host one?
Well, that, you know, honestly, will the Bears have a new stadium within the next 5 years?
Well, that's what we're saying.
That's what I'm...
So, yeah, rookie contract.
Don't they have to?
Yes.
Yeah, they have to.
They have to proceed with the urgency on both fronts.
Yes.
That's the goal.
And it's 3 years from when the shovels hit the ground, right?
That's what we've been told.
That's what we've been told.
Do you believe that? Do you buy that?
I don't disbelieve it.
You've been here all your life. When was a construction project in Chicago finished?
I would say that Soldier Field went up like overnight, considering how difficult it was to get a new stadium and all the everything they did. When they finally got going on that seemed to go up awful quick.
That would be the hope with the next project, and I hope that is the case. And yeah, in 5 years from now, it would be great to have a new stadium and a team that
could be hosting an NFC championship in a new stadium,
and then play
on the way to the Super Bowl
in the new stadium.
There you go. Yeah, that's possible, right?
That's possible.
If they get a new stadium, if they get a dome downtown, surely a Super Bowl comes, right?
Well, that would be the hope and the plan, along with Final Four, along with all the other things, Big Ten championship, and Yes, it's all very grandiose. It's all very lofty in terms of rhetoric. But these are the kinds of things that are still out there, and that's the kind of offseason it has been. We began, we go back to January, the day after last season ended. I think we said this would be the most monumental offseason the Bears have ever experienced. It's probably lived up to that hype. It has been. It has been in terms
of... It's been huge.
Huge.
Yes. I mean, not the least of which was the draft and bringing in a couple players that you hope will be here for 10 years. Honestly.
If Caleb Williams is here for 10 years, then all of the things we're talking about, him realizing his potential, talking about contending for Super Bowls, all of that will have come true.
Yes.
Otherwise, he's not going to be here 10 years.
No. And I mean, listen, did you hope that, you know, name a player would be here for 10 years, whomever it might have been, whether, you know, I forget how long Jay was here.
2009 to 2016.
That's not 10.
That's a 7.
Did you think that Rex would be here for 10 years, or did you think that Justin Fields would be here?
I think at one point I might have.
Mitch Trubisky.
You talked me out of that.
Did I really?
Maybe the Rex thing, yeah. I was a big Rex guy early on.
I know
on.
You were.
Yeah.
You were.
But I got...
But I mean, as
he
I
got hurt
as
and I got
said
smart.
To Rex, you know, I told you about our conversation where he told me he was going to be great.
Yeah.
And I told him, if you're very good, you got a chance to be here a very long time and win a lot of games. You don't have to be great. And he said, look at me. I'm telling you, I'm going to be great. And I think that part of the problem with Rex might have been, as the Super Bowl was ongoing, he decided he was going to be great.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, there's nothing wrong with those aspirations. But, you know, if you were real good, it would have been great. It would have been great if you'd just been very good.
All Rex is our quarterback.
Yeah, thank you, Lovey.
Thanks. And thanks to Lovey for winning that game at the end of the year, which then allowed the Bears to get the first overall pick.
Not to be forgotten.
They,
yeah.
Which they then traded to Carolina. And
Davis Mills, too.
Now.
Davis Mills was a big part of that.
We gave that play. We've thanked him previously.
We did. We thanked him in Canton.
Lovey, and yeah. Thanks to Tepper for getting involved and drafting the wrong quarterback.
Thank you, David Tepper, for being incompetent.
Yes.
Yes.
That helped a ton.
It did.
And there's a lot to like about what's happening right now as a result of all that.
There, no doubt about it. This would not be possible without the Panthers' incompetence and Lovey Smith's daring. Because you have to go for it. They did what they needed to do. They set the wheels in motion, and all of a sudden, Ryan Poles pulls off the greatest trade in Bears history.
Yeah, right now it is. And you know what? I mean, again, what if he had stayed in the draft and had taken Bryce Young? I hope he wouldn't have. What if they had C.J. Stroud? It might have been hard for him to compete against his old college teammate. So I understand that stuff, too. I'm just saying.
Would you rather have C.J. Stroud or Caleb Williams right now?
See, now I know your answer. Right now, I think I'd rather have been to the playoffs than on the way to more playoffs, right?
That's a trick question.
Yeah, it's hard.
Trick question.
But, hey, you know, things work out for a reason. Let's see if they work out for the Bears. I think we've made our feelings known, and we're looking forward to the beginning of the
new era. It's going to be a fun Sunday. You're doing the pre and post?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be out there covering the game, writing on 670score.com. It's going to be a great weekend.
It's Mully and Haw. We'll talk to Dan and Lawrence next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.